Sunday, big city, taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard's a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from the both of them every week. This week's show is dedicated to the ballad, the beautiful, beautiful ballad. To me, ballads are the best songs. They say so much, they evoke so much, they allow us to see and feel things inside ourselves that most up-tempo numbers just don't. A well-written ballad, well, it's just a little bit better. I was also inspired to do an entire ballad show because of all of the sad passings we've experienced of late. Joan Rivers died earlier this week. Robin Williams died about 3 weeks ago. Bobby Womack died several weeks before that. And frankly, some of my friends have had some losses in their lives of late as well. So for me, the best remedy for the blues is more blues, at least for a while anyway. So I bring you 3 hours of some of my favorite ballads of all time. First up, a series of Billie Holiday numbers, starting with Good Morning Heartache on New York Standard.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you no how. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down. Sunday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down. Ask the sky above, and ask the earth below why I'm so in love and why I love you so. Couldn't tell you though I tried, dear, just why I'm yours. When you went away, you left a glowing spark. Trying to be gay is whistling in the dark. I am only what you make me. Come take me, I'm yours. How happy I would be to beg or borrow for sorrow with you. Even though I knew tomorrow you'd say we were. If we drift apart, then I'll be lost alone. Though you use my heart just for a stepping stone, how can I help dreaming of you? I love you, I'm yours. How happy I would be to beg or borrow for sorrow with you. Even though I knew tomorrow you'd say we if we drift apart, then I'll be lost alone. Though you use my heart just for a stepping stone, how can I help dreaming of you? I love you, I'm yours. Will the one I love be coming back to me? I cover the waterfront in search of my love, and I'm covered by a starlit sky above. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing. Oh, how I yearn. Well, will you remember? Will you return? I cover the waterfront sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me? Forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly. A fairy land where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama.
Around your tight.
stars fell on Alabama last night.
Billie Holiday, Stars Fell on Alabama. That's from the compilation Lady in Autumn, The Best of the Verve Years. And before that, we heard from the Complete Commodore and Decca Masters, Billie Holiday. Started off with Good Morning Heartache, then we heard I'm Yours, I Cover the Waterfront, and then backed into Stars Fell in Alabama. And that one goes out to my friends Jessica and Nikki, who I saw last night at Jessica's birthday party. She turned the big 3-0. Hats off. Hats off on turning the big 3-0 and a day. And 2 days tomorrow and 3 days the next. Because every day that we put another one behind us is a good thing, right? Moving on. Up next, we have Billy Eckstine. The one and only Billy Eckstine. Mr. B. What else can be said about Billy Eckstine, one of the best balladeers of all time, but to listen, Billy Eckstine on New York Standard.
Just lingers all the while. Somehow I can't forget you. You're everywhere. You haunt me every moment. At times I know I must have seemed unfair to act as though I really didn't care, but now I'm so sorry I treated you this way.
Fate seems to drift us far apart to make me realize how much your love meant to me.
Never dreamt that all the time it was someone else, but I was wrong. It's so plain to see. Someday I know that I'll find you again, to love you, caress you the way I should have been. Till then, I'll still keep on waiting. I'll always be blue, for I just can't forget you somehow.
I said, one of the best balladeers ever. And we will hear from Mr. Eckstine again, Mr. B, as they called him. So we're moving into, and again, this is the ballad show. I just wanted to It's been a bit of a blue period the last several. It's been a weird summer in the sense that it was gorgeous here in the Northeast, and yet somewhat sad. We've had some passing, some big stars, some friends of friends and friends have left us, and it's just been tough. It's been a little tough, a little sullen, and so I wanted to honor that and reflect on those losses with a show dedicated to ballads, and so that's what this is. So, moving on, I wanted to bring some of my favorite Broadway ballads. I've very much gotten away from Broadway in this show, and that's something. It seems to move in waves. You know, there are times when I'll play an entire range of things, and then there are other times that I'll stick with sort of the more standards and instrumental pieces, Mingus and Monk and sort of thing. And those guys are certainly great, but to me, some of the best ballads have come out of Broadway of all time. Those are the Showstoppers, the Heart, the Splitters, the Tear Jerkers, and such. They're the ones who drive the bus in a great many ways in musicals. So I'm going to start with a new modern musical. This is actually from the motion picture soundtrack. This guy is mostly a singer-songwriter. He's been in a couple of rock bands, but he's also he's mostly known on his own as Glenn Hansard. And the first is a split tune with Glenn and Marketa Erglova singing with him. This is one of the most beautiful ballads I've heard in a long, long time. And I want to send it out to my friend George, who lost the love of his life this week. And I don't see George often enough, but I do. When I see him online, and I know as best as I can imagine the pain he's going through. This is for you, George. Here's to Stephanie.
Rain. No more questions, please. No more tests. Comes the day you say what for, please. No more.
They disappoint, they disappear, they die, but they don't.
What?
They disappoint, in turn I fear, forgive though they won't.
No more riddles. No more jests. No more curses you can't undo, left by fathers you never knew. No more quests. No more feelings. Time to shut the door. Just no more.
Running away, let's do it. Free from the ties that bind. No more despair or burdens to bear out there in the yonder. Running away, go to it. Where did you have in mind? Have to take care, unless there's a where, you'll only be wandering blind. Just more questions. Different kind. Where are we to go? Where are we ever to go? Running away, we'll do it. Why sit around resigned? Trouble is some. The farther you run, the more you feel undefined. For what you have left undone, and more, what you've left behind. We disappoint, we leave a mess, we die, but we don't.
We disappoint, in turn, I guess, forget though we won't. Like father, like son. No more giants waging war. Can't we just pursue our lives with our children and our wives? Till that happy day arrives, how do you ignore all the witches, all the curses, all the wolves, all the lies, the false hopes, the goodbyes, the reverses, all the wondering what even worse is still in store? All the children, all the giants, no more.
From Into the Woods, No More. That was Chip Zion and Tom Aldridge there. And before that, we heard Marketa Urglova and Glenn Hansard on Falling Slowly from Once. Again, one of the most beautiful modern ballads I've heard in a long time. That is, and of course, Into the Woods is Sondheim. That is not the last Sondheim we're going to hear, and in fact, we're going to hear some right now. I can't separate these next two songs from... They belong together, ironically. It is Finishing the Hat and We Do Not Belong Together from Sunday in the Park with George. And We're going to hear Mandy Patinkin, and we're going to hear Bernadette Peters do their thing on this ballad presentation of New York Standard.
Mademoiselles, you and me, pal, second bottle, ah, she looks for me, bonnet flapping, yapping, roof, chicken, pastry. Yes, she looks for me. Good. Let her look for me to tell me why she left me, as I always knew she would. I had thought she understood. They have never understood, and no reason that they should. But if anybody could, finishing the hat, how you have to finish the hat, how you watch the rest of the world from a window while you finish the hat, mapping out a sky, what you feel like planning a sky, what you feel when voices that come through the window go until they distance and die, until there's nothing but sky, and how you're always turning back too late from the grass or the stick or the dog or the light, how the kind of woman willing to wait's not the kind that you want to find waiting to return you to the night, dizzy from the height, coming from the hat, studying the hat, entering the world of the hat, reaching through the world of the hat like a window, back to this one from that, studying a face, stepping back to look at a face, leaves a little space in the way, like a window, but to see, it's the only way to see. And when the woman that you wanted goes, you can say to yourself, well, I give what I give. But the woman who won't wait for you knows that however you live, there's a part of you always standing by, mapping out the sky, finishing a hat, starting on a hat, finishing a hat. Look, I made a hat. Where there never was a hat.
Yes, George, run to your work. Hide behind your painting. I've come to tell you I am leaving because I thought you might care to know. Foolish of me, because you care about nothing.
I care about many things.
Things. Not people.
People, too. I cannot divide my feelings up as neatly as you. And I am not hiding behind my canvas. I am living in it.
But you care for it yourself.
I care for this painting. You will be in this painting.
I have something you can use.
I had thought you understood.
Because I understand that I left that.
And there's nothing I can say, is there?
Yes, George, there is. You could tell me not to go. Say it to me. Tell me not to go. Tell me that you're hurt. Tell me you're relieved. Tell me that you're bored. Anything, but don't assume I know. Tell me what you feel.
What I feel? You know exactly how I feel. Why do you insist you must hear the words when you know I cannot give you words? Not the ones you need. There's nothing to say. I cannot be what you want.
What do you want,
I needed
George?
You, and you left.
There was no room
you
for me.
You will not accept who I am. I am what I do, which you knew, which you always knew, which I thought you were a part of.
No, you are complete, George. You are your own. We do not belong together. You are complete, George. You are alone. I am unfinished. I am diminished with or without you. We do not belong together, and we should have belonged together. What made it so right? But no one is me, George. No one is me. We do not belong together. And we'll never belong. You have a mission to see. Now I have one to George. And we should have belonged.
We do not belong together. Bernadette Peters, Mandy Patinkin. And before that, Mandy Patinkin on his own, finishing the hat, both songs from Sunday in the Park with George. And the next song is Lily's Eyes. Another, now it's not just Mandy Patinkin, it is also Robert Westerfield, and doing a beautiful back and forth bit. And this is from The Secret Garden. Musical about 20, was on the boards probably about 22 years ago, summer of, I seem to remember watching it the summer of 92 or 91 here in New York, and just really, I actually like this show a lot better than a lot of folks do, and not just because Mandy Patinkin is in it, but I think it's a touching show, it's a beautiful story, and I think the book and music are great. So this is Lily's Eyes from The Secret Garden, Broadway, original Broadway cast on New York Standard.
Strangely quiet, but now the storm simply rests to strike again. Standing, waiting, I think of her, I think.
Strange, this marriage. She leaves the room, yet remains. She lingers on. Something stirs me to think of her. I think of her.
From death she casts her spell. All night we hear her sighs, and now a girl has come who has her eyes. She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes, those eyes that saw him happy long ago, those eyes that gave him life and hope he'd never known. How can he see the girl and miss those hazel?
She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes. Those eyes that closed and left me all alone. Those eyes I feel will never ever let me go. How can I see this girl who has her hazel eyes?
In Lily's eyes a castle. House seemed to be, and I the bravest knight became.
my lady fair was she. Never knew I long to hold her close, to live at last in Lily's eyes.
Imagine me a lover.
I long for the day she'd turn and see me standing there when God had let her stay. She has her eyes.
She has her Lily's hazel eyes. Of my good
Bubby.
Robbie, Robert, darling,
Bobby,
we've been trying
Bobby.
To call
Bobby, baby,
Bobby, Bubby,
Angel, I've got
Robble,
Bobby, love,
Bobby, honey,
Bobby, we've
Angel,
been trying to reach
Bobby,
you all
baby.
Day,
Bobby, it's for
Bobby,
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 there was something
we wanted to say,
what have you been up to, kiddo,
Bobby?
What do you get?
Someone to hold you too close. Someone to hurt you too deep. Someone to sit in your chair to ruin your sleep.
That's true, but there's more than that.
Is that all you think there is to it?
You've got so many reasons for not being with someone, but Robert, you haven't one good reason for being alone.
Come on, you're onto something, Bobby. You're onto something.
Someone to need you too much. Someone to know you too well. Someone to pull you up short, to put you through hell.
You see what you look for, you know.
You're not a kid anymore, Robbie. I don't think you'll ever be a kid again, kiddo.
Hey, buddy, don't be afraid that it won't be perfect. The only thing to be afraid of, really, is that it won't be.
Don't stop now. Keep going.
Someone you have to let in. Someone whose feelings you spare. Someone who, like it or not, will want you to share a little, a lot.
And what does all that mean?
Robert, how do you know so much about it when you've never been there?
It's much better living it than looking at it, Robert.
Add 'em up, Bobby, add 'em up.
Someone to crown you with love. Someone to force you to care. Someone to make you come through. Will always be there, as frightened as you of being alive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
Blow out the candles, Robert, and make a wish. Want something. Want something.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive. Being alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive. Make me alive. Make me confused. Lock me with rage.
Somebody force me to care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
Like I said, showstoppers. Ballads are oftentimes showstoppers in musicals, as they should be, honestly. Before that, we heard Lily's Eyes from The Secret Garden, and this is, again, a special ballad-only presentation of New York Standard, and we've heard Bernadette Peters here in this Broadway block, but I'd like to go back to her live album recorded at Carnegie Hall in, I think it was 1996. This is a trio of songs from her. No One Is Alone, so dovetailing back into the woods, and Time Heals Everything from Mac and Mabel. And to me, what is the performance of a lifetime from Bernadette Peters? Not a day goes by. Enjoy this. It's really, really rich.
This next song was written for a show that I was in called Into the Woods. But I didn't sing this song in the show. But I like this song very much. No one here to guide you. Now you're on your own. Only me beside you. Still, you're not alone. No one is alone. Truly. No one is alone. Sometimes people leave you halfway through the wood. Others may deceive you. You decide what's good. You decide alone. But no one is alone. People make mistakes. Fathers, mothers, people make mistakes. Holding to their own, thinking they're alone. Honor their mistakes. Everybody makes one another's terrible mistakes. Witches can be right, giants can be good. You decide what's right, you decide what's good. Just alone. No one.
just don't let it go. Things will turn out right now. We can. This show, when we were all putting together this show for Carnegie Hall, which is such a great honor, I kept thinking, oh my God, we've got to do a whole musical show, a whole evening of music. And everyone had an opinion of what I should sing, of course. But one song that kept coming up that everyone wanted to hear was a song that I think haunts people. And because it comes from a great score. And it's by a great composer, Mr. Jerry Herman. That experience for me was so terrific, as I got to work with the brilliant Robert Preston and the fabulous Gower Champion. And the show was Mac and Mabel, and the role... the role was Mabel Norman.
let him rest. Heaven blessed, bring him home, bring him home, bring him home. He's like the sun I might have known if God had granted me a son. The summers die one by one, how soon they fly on and on. And I am old and will be gone. Bring him peace, bring him joy.
From the original London cast recording of Les Miserables, Bring Him Home, Colm Wilkinson. Before that, we heard a trio of songs from Bernadette Peters from her Live at Carnegie Hall record. Started that with No One Is Alone, Time Heals Everything, and Not a Day Goes By. Really heart-rending songs and versions of those songs. We are moving on. We are coming out of the Broadway bit and going back to, well, it is a Broadway tune, but it is as done by Bill Evans. Here's That Rainy Day on New York Standard.
Thank you. see the stars come through my room while your loving attitude is like a flame that lights the gloom on the wings of every kiss. Drifts a melody so strange and sweet in this sentimental bliss. You make my paradise complete. Rose petals seem to fall, it's all like a dream to call you mine. Since you made this night a thing divine, in a sentimental mood, I'm within a world so heavenly, for I never dreamt that you be loving sentimental me. Loving sentimental me.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington. Warm Valley. That song is something I've not played in a few months. I know I had run it into the ground starting about 2 years ago, and every autumn that song just reminds me of autumn in New York, and it's not even called autumn in New York, it's called Warm Valley. Another tremendous Ellington composition. That is a unique record that album is from, that song is from. It is with Max Roach on drums and Charles Mingus on bass. Who's going to, I mean, can you get any better than that? Before that, we heard In a Sentimental Mood twice. We heard it first by Billy Eckstine, and then we heard it, the Ellington Coltrane record. And we started off that set with Here's That Rainy Day, Bill Evans. Moving on to someone I don't play a whole lot of, and just because I don't happen to own a whole lot of her stuff. This is Carmen McRae, and Blame It on My Youth. You are listening to the ballad edition, ballad-only edition of New York Standard.
You were my adored one, then you became the bored one, and I was like a toy that brought you joy one day. A broken toy that you preferred to throw first we kissed. Blame it on my youth. If only just for you I did exist. Blame it on my youth. I believed in everything like a child of three. You meant more than anything all the world to me. So blame it on my
Thank you. Thank you.
Smith live at Smalls, grooving at Smalls. That is such a great record. That's the song Imagination, of course. Before that, we heard Charlie Parker with Loverman from the legendary Dial Masters. And before that, we heard Mingus from East Coasting. That is Memories of You. And we started off that set with Ms. Carmen McRae, Blame It on My Youth. We are moving on. Well, you know, one of my favorite, he's kind of a balladeer, and I think that's what he's most known for. But actually, I guess when I think about it, Chet Baker is most known for the way he died, which stinks, because he was a talented horn player and a unique singer. Certainly not a choppy, you know, hardcore singer, crooner. Very limited vibrato, limited range, but he, man, did he have just such an emotive and evocative tool, if you will. This is Chet Baker, one of my favorite songs of his, and honestly one of my favorite songs of all time, time after time. This is from Chet Baker Sings, and it's just a little masterpiece, a little 2.5-3 minute masterpiece. Time After Time on New York Standard.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that so lucky to be loving you. Passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. And now I know. Sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand, warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. Love, and here it was shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. When to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. See your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was shining out of your eyes. I know what stood and talked like this before. We look at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where. Or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when. Some things that happen for
I've said standing in the rain. What did you leave me? State is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly mumble. Fools rush in, so here I am, very glad to be unhappy. I can't win, but here I am, more than glad to be unhappy. And be quiet, it loves a boy, and I've got it pretty bad. But for someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad, like a straying baby lamb, with no mommy and no pappy. I'm so unhappy, but oh, so glad. I'm so unhappy, but oh, so
lost their meaning for me. I'll never be the same. Nothing's what it once used to be. And when the songbirds that sing tell me it's spring, I can't believe their song. Once love was king, but kings can be wrong. I'll sing. There is such an ache in my heart. Never be the same since we're apart. Though there's a lot that a smile may hide, I know down deep inside I'll never be the same, never be the same again. Never be the same again.
One of my favorite songs off of In the Wee Small Hours, Frank Sinatra. I'll Never Be the Same. Glad to Be Unhappy. Before that, from Helen Merrill. That is from her Dream of You album. Before that, we heard a special song that I'm going to send out to my friend Amy, who you heard sing. And that was a recording that I produced about 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago. At a studio in Boston. And before that, we heard from Ella Fitzgerald twice. We heard Where or When, preceded by I Didn't Know What Time It Was, and we heard Time After Time, a little bit of a time. It's funny, ballads and time oftentimes have one to do with the other. Time is the essence, the ultimate, and we all have it in limited quantities. We don't know when our time is up, and you just never know. And so I think that element of time plays very, very heavily into most ballads. I'm looking at the list of songs that I've played, and time is a factor in many of them. Well, we've just heard from Frank Sinatra, and he's some folks' favorite vocalist. We're going to hear a nice, to me, the best balladeer of all time. You know who I mean, if you're a fan of the show previous to today. Johnny Hartman, this is I'll Never Smile Again from the Complete Regent Recordings. It also appears on a tremendous compilation. If you own only one Johnny Hartman record, aside from the record that he made with Coltrane, go out and buy it. It's a two-disc set. I presume that it's the same on Amazon download and iTunes download. Probably get it for $10-$12. It's about 35 songs, I want to say. It is a compilation that came out on Hippo Records about 12, 13 years ago, sort of at the tail end of his resurgence. And of course, it was a posthumous resurgence, nevertheless. But this song, I'll Never Smile Again, will show up on that collection as well. We're also going to hear Mr. Hartman's version of In the Wee Small Hours. I just dropped by to say hello, my one and only love with Coltrane. And what is there to say? Coming up right here on New York Standard.
I'll never smile again until I smile at you. I'll never again. What good would it do? For tears would fill my eyes, my heart would realize that our romance is through. I'll never love again. I'm so in love with you. I'll never thrill again to somebody new.
The time you miss her most, when the sun is high in the afternoon sky, you can always find something to do. But from dusk till dawn, as the clock ticks on, something happens to you. Learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most of all. That's the time you miss her most of all.
hope my attitude won't bother you. But the day was long and my mood is blue. I couldn't think where else to go. I just dropped by to say hello. Nothing special that I want to say. I just came to pass the time of day. I've told my heart it mustn't show. I just dropped by to say hello. I've forgotten just how sweet our love was. Except now and then, memories fall just like the rain, and I remember when. Well, don't let me bore you anymore. I'm not quite as lonely as I was before. I didn't want a thing, you know. I just dropped by to say hello. As lonely as I was before. I didn't want a thing, you know. I just dropped by to say thank you. very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. And you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender, my one and only love, my one and only love.
With you,
and even face wedlock with you.
Johnny Hartman. Man, it literally does not get any better than Johnny Hartman. That's for sure. That is from Songs from the Heart, What Is There to Say. Before that, we heard My One and Only Love from the Coltrane Hartman record. Before that, we heard I Just Dropped By to Say Hello from an album of the same name. And also from that album, In the Wee Small Hours, we heard... Before that, we heard I'll Never Smile Again. And that was after I'll Never Be the Same, so it only makes sense. So we are closing. We are getting close to the end of the show here. And I wanted to bring you a song from a record I don't play enough of. I don't play nearly enough Miles Davis, and there are a variety of reasons for that. I'm not a huge Miles Davis fan. I recognize his contribution and the work he did, the pushing, the boundaries, all of that. But most of his stuff, certainly once we get into the 70s, I almost have no time for really any of it. It doesn't really work for me at all. And but as I was flipping through the show, and one of my favorite songs is Darn That Dream, I would say once a month that song will cross my mind, and I'll sing it a little bit myself in the shower, in the, you know, at the office or wherever. But this is Darn That Dream from Miles Davis's Birth of the Cool. One of the few vocal performances on Birth of the Cool. It is Kenny Haygood who is heard singing here. You will enjoy this. I guarantee it. Darn That Dream, Miles Davis, on New York Standard.
Darn that dream. I dream each night. You say you love me and you hold me tight. But when I awake, you're out of sight. Oh, darn that dream. Darn your lips. Darn your eyes, they lift me high above the starry skies. Then I tumble out of paradise. Oh, darn that dream. Darn this one track mind of mine. It can't understand that you don't care. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a nice old night. And bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream. Thank you.
too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely. Whenever you are inside, I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do be. I've given you my
for sentimental reasons, Nat Cole. Before that, Darn That Dream from Miles Davis with Kenny Haygood singing. And, well, we are rounding into the end, and I've got some particularly touching and emotive songs to go to take us through to the end. This is probably one of my favorite performances of this song. It is Annie Lennox. It is off of the Red Hot and Blue record, the very first that came out, and I want to say it was 89 or 90, and 90, I guess, and in time for the holidays, I remember 1990, and it's, she just nails it. That's it. Nothing else to say. She just nails it. Take a listen, you'll hear. This is Annie Lennox with Every Time We Say Goodbye.
Goodbye, I die. And when the night is looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
I told you we would hear from Billie Holiday again. That was Lady Day doing I'll Be Seeing You, one of the more touching ballads that she is known for and did in her career. And before that, we heard Annie Lennox, Every Time We Say Goodbye. Well, this has been a real special treat, and I'm going to try to close this week with a special treat. This ballad-only show this week. This is about 10 years ago. I don't know that I made mention of it on this show, but a week ago, my grandmother would have celebrated her 100th birthday. And Marge was a really great lady, a very supportive, very family-oriented woman, and was always a great supporter of mine over the years, and one of the very, very few folks in my life who was completely devoted to her family. And one of the last things I did with her would have been June of 2004. I went down the shore to see her, be with her for a weekend, and I took her to see the movie The Notebook, and fell in love with the movie, fell in love with the story, the whole thing. It's a beautiful film. The film, been discussing this a lot with my wife. The film is so much better than the book. The book is, although there are some neat details that they leave out in the film, the book is, it pales in comparison, in my opinion, I think in many an opinion. And we also, earlier this year, and I think I made reference to this earlier in the show, we lost Bobby Womack. And the week that he died, I played a series of tunes that he made famous. And I closed that week's show with a Negro spiritual that he did on his last record, or at least I should say what's going to end up being his second to last record of original material that came out a few years ago. The song is called Deep River, and I've combined the two songs in a neat little package because the meaning of Deep River is crossing over to the other side of to death. And it certainly has a religious overtone, of which I'm not, but it still applies. You go from this life to death, and it's touching, very, very. And it's a beautiful performance. So I hope you've enjoyed this. It's rare that I do this kind of a show, but I wanted to take a moment and salute those who have gone before us, those who, if you've lost anyone this year, if you've been through pain or suffering, I find, for me, very, very cathartic to go through these kinds of songs and plow through them. And when you get to the end of, if it's a playlist of 10 of them, if it's a playlist of 50, those songs will, you get through to the next thing, and you sort of push it all out of you. And that's what this show has done for me. So if nothing else, I appreciate you listening to this and letting me get it out. Anyway, this is the main title song from The Notebook, and it blended with Bobby Womack's Deep River. This has been New York Standard, and my name is Andre Archambault. Have a great week.
Deep. river love. My home is over Jordan. I want to cross over into Canaan. You know I want to cross over into Canaan. My Lord, he calls me by the thunder. Trumpet sounds within my soul. You know I ain't got no to stay here. Oh, I ain't got that much longer to say. Deep river long. My home is all Jordan, the river love. I want to cross over into Canaan. You know I want to cross over into Canaan.